Samantha Sears. She is here from Clarion. We were planning on having the Danny Magoo band here today, and because of a family member had an urgent matter to attend to in the band, we're going to reschedule them, I promise. And Samantha Sears is here, who Steve Obe, a narrator of Danny's band, was kind enough to not. It's nice when somebody has to cancel that they find somebody to fill in. And I'm really thrilled to hear Samantha based on the sound check we've done and also listening earlier in the week. She's going to be terrific. So please join me as we welcome. We'll talk in a little bit. From Clarion, here is Samantha Sears. Like to get every note. So, that's Samantha Sears.
I appreciate that.
I'm going to ask you a crazy question. I don't think I've ever seen a steel-stringed ukulele.
Oh, it's actually, it's nylon.
It is nylon.
It is.
It must just be the way the light is
hitting
it. Yeah,
they're particularly, most of them are more clear.
Okay, I was surprised because I could really, I mean, you were playing out and in a loud in a nice way, and I was thinking, oh my gosh, do you have steel strings on that? And it kind of looked like that. So take that out. I didn't ask. Well,
on a side note, I have a gilele, and it's half nylon, half steel.
I don't know what a gilele. Oh, it's a guitar ukulele.
Mm-hmm.
And how many strings?
Six, and you play it like a guitar, but it's the key or whatever. It's strung like a guitar capo on the fifth fret.
I've never seen such a thing.
And it's the same size as this, the tenor uke, but yeah, it has the six strings. So it makes kind of hard with the frets. They're even smaller than this.
I'll bet. I'll bet. Well, what's the first song you played? What's it called?
Serendipity.
And that's one you wrote?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's nice to have you here. So
I'm happy to be here.
Tell me a little bit about yourself. Where were you raised? And
I was born in Punxsutawney, and then when I was in middle school, we moved to Knox, and then I went to college at CUP, so small town, western PA.
Yeah, and I know Knox well, beautiful.
Oh, really?
Town, and also Clarion University is a great great place, and you've stayed up there.
Mm-hmm.
Who wouldn't want to?
It's in the summer. It's hard in the winter.
Yeah, it is, although Clarion, I would say, I've been there in the winter, actually. I've hiked in the winter, but oh gosh, was it last year or the year before the river was really frozen? There were like these glacial.
Oh, the little, yeah, like little icebergs,
yeah,
on the sides of the river.
That might have been even longer ago. When did you start playing?
I didn't pick up guitar until, it'll be almost, what was that, 2010. Christmas of 2010, I got my first guitar. So 7 years now.
Wow.
So, and then ukulele the summer after.
Were you into music as a kid growing
Always.
Up?
Always. Yeah, my mom says that I was singing before I could talk. I was like singing commercials and stuff. So I always sang, but I don't know why I never. I played flute in band. And after my first band broke up, I didn't want to rely on other people to make music. So I really was practicing so I could actually play and sing at the same time, which
so
was
did
no
you,
easy task.
Did you have a band? It sounds like maybe you didn't have a band until after college or in
during,
college?
Mm-hmm.
During, okay.
Yeah, in 2010.
Okay, so it can be hard to keep a band together. So after that experience, you decided to go solo.
I do play in other bands, only one now, actually. The other one retired. But I just didn't, like I said, I didn't want to rely on other people. I wanted to do my music. So,
are you getting out to play much?
Oh, yeah.
You know, we have listeners on an affiliate in Grove City as well as Clarion. So if you're playing
in Ohio,
yeah.
I think one of the
yeah.
stations listed.
Do you have any gigs coming up?
I do. I'm playing tonight, actually, near Cook Forest, just outside of Cook Forest in Clarington, a place called Iron Mountain Grill.
Don't know that place, but I'll bet it's I know a few places up around there.
It used to be called something else, and then it was left to empty, I think, and then these people bought it and renovated it, and it's a really nice place.
Oh, that's great. Samantha Sears is who you're listening to. We'll talk a little bit more
All
about
right.
her and her life after the next song.
All right.
What would you like to play next?
I think I'm going to play on the guitar next.
I'm going to play guitar. That's what she's going to do. And we're making a switch from uke to guitar. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Thanks for doing that. Happy weekend before Thanksgiving.
This is called Change.
Samantha Sears at the Saturday Light Brigade. And she has got quite a schedule. She mentioned one gig coming up at the Iron Mountain Grill tonight at 7 o'clock. But my goodness, the day before, excuse me, the day before Thanksgiving, she'll be in Gibsonia at La Casa Narcisi at 6 o'clock, the winery there. And then Friday night after Thanksgiving at the Hourglass in historic Brookville. And then on Saturday, Thanksgiving weekend at the Clarion River Brewing Company. And on and on, you have a lot of folks wanting to hear you, which is great. We've linked to Samantha's Facebook page, which frankly is where I was getting that information from. So you can get it there yourself if you go to slvradio.org and click on Samantha Sears. It'll take you to her Facebook page. There are also some free downloads there, the opportunity to hear some songs. Have you made an album as of yet?
I'm working on one currently.
Good. You want to predict when it's going to be done? Just kidding.
No, because we predicted and we were wrong. We wanted late summer, early fall, then maybe late fall.
You can be successful if you just don't give a year like you just did. Late summer, early fall.
Yeah.
No one will know. If it comes out in winter, just say it's early. If it comes out in spring, you say you were early, no matter what year it is.
Eventually, we'll say that.
I think it'll be nice for you to have an album.
So, I'm looking forward to it.
So you mentioned guitar and ukulele and then galele. Do you play other instruments?
I played flute in band, so yeah. I still pick it up every once in a while, for a friend's wedding this summer. She wanted a song that had violin and... not similar, but kind of similar. So I played it on flute instead.
Tell me a bit about your songwriting. Did you begin with your own songs when you formed the band in college? Were you bringing songs to it?
Not at first. It was an existing band that I was asked into. And I was also kind of doing a duo thing with a boyfriend at the time. And we had one song that I helped him co-write. And so I was kind of new to it at the time. As the band, I think we co-wrote, with myself included, maybe one song. But they already had songs, from their previous formations. So it wasn't until I wrote my first song on the ukulele, actually. And it's something I struggle with. I can't force it. It's just something that needs to come naturally if I get that spark of inspiration. And sometimes they come all at once. Sometimes I have to work on one for a while. That last one came all in an afternoon.
Did you have to stop? Have you ever had a bolt of inspiration such that you're concerned if you don't stop and get at it right away, you're going to lose it?
Definitely. I have a little Sony recorder that's probably used for recording lectures and stuff like that, interviews. But I use it as that tool. If I didn't record something, I would forget it the next day, likely.
You're hearing Samantha Sears, if you're just joining us here at the Saturday Light Brigade. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
I'm glad you're writing and that you're working towards an album, too. That's a great, great thing. Thank you for being here tuned in to the Saturday Light Brigade. We have a few more songs coming from Samantha. What would you like to do next?
I think I'll do an older one. This one's called Through Waiting. The inspiration for it came, I was trying to learn an Alice in Chains song, and it was down-tuned. And so now I keep my guitar down-tuned. I'm a whole step down just because a lot of the 90s stuff that inspired me is a lot of half step down. And so that's where this one came from.
So you say you hate me. just fine. Memories won't break me. Can't press rewind.
Samantha Sears, I like that song. I've liked all the songs you've done.
Thank you.
And one thing that's nice is you're mixing it up quite a bit, which is sometimes hard to do if you're writing your own songs.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And it's just nice, the different moods they have. And that one has got a really nice feel. You mentioned that's an older song.
Mm-hmm.
Does that go back to the duo or the band? Or
No, but kind of about the breakup of it.
Yeah, I kind of had a feeling as I was listening to it. Samantha Sears is who you're hearing here at the Saturday Light Brigade Live. Pamela, thank you for your kind email. I'm glad you're enjoying SLB. That really means the world to me that you're tuned in after all these years, still listening. Thanks for your note. Pamela's Facebook page, we've linked, or not Pamela, Samantha, Pamela's a Facebook page too, but Samantha's Facebook page, we've linked to. Is that the best place, or is there a website also?
That or Reverb Nation.
Okay. So
I don't have my own technical website.
Yeah, one of those will work just fine. You can find a list of her gigs. You can hear, I think there are six songs or so, maybe more, that you can download. There's a few videos that you can look at. It's a lot to keep up with.
It is. I'll usually send out once a month an email blast with what I have coming up for the month, but
that's
actually not too much work. But it is, you know, there's Facebook, Reverb Nation, YouTube, SoundCloud, Twitter, Instagram. And then I haven't even gotten on board with, like, Snapchat. I guess musicians are using Snapchat now.
Yeah.
It's a whole different animal that I have no idea.
We still are not Instagrammed yet. We probably need to look into that. We just haven't Haven't done it yet, you know, but we might have a MySpace or Friendster page somewhere. I think actually we still have a dormant MySpace page somewhere. Most people seem to. We'd love to have a few more.
Sure.
We certainly have the time probably for about three more if
right.
you're up for it.
Sounds like a plan.
What would you like to do next?
This one I worked on. I had the idea for this one, but I couldn't play it the way I wanted to and sing.
So you heard it in your head, but you couldn't make it happen.
I'm like, I can't do everything I want to do because I'm not there yet guitar-wise. And then when I'm playing either instrument, I can't do what I want to do all the time vocally because I'm focusing on keeping time and such. But then I finally worked out a compromise with this song.
Oh, wow. it's got to be, and I'm sure this is true with artists. I know it is true in things I do. When you have an image, you can hear it in your head or see it in your head, but you cannot duplicate it.
It's frustrating.
Yeah, it sure is. What's the song called?
It's called Wanderlust.
Daylight's fading, seasons changing. Another winter in this lonely town. Everything stays the same. I think I need a change. Some great adventure like I dream about. 'Cause I don't know why. Bye.
Samantha Sears, based in Clarion, and tonight you can see her near Clarion at the Iron Mountain Grill in Clarington. And November 22nd, the day before Thanksgiving, she'll be at La Casa Narcisi Winery in Gibsonia. What's that?
That's a crazy week for me.
Yeah, you've got a lot going on. It's great that you're able to keep such a busy performance schedule.
I've actually scaled back some. I've been dealing with different tendonitis in my right wrist and my left thumb. So trying not to keep quite as busy.
Oh, my goodness. That's got to be tough. Are you getting physical therapy or anything?
I'm supposed to do occupational therapy. I haven't done it yet just because I'm afraid of aggravating it and then not being able to play.
So we're talking about frustration of not being able to get something to sound exactly the way you want it to sound. That's got to be frustrating.
Yes.
If you're having trouble or pain playing certain notes. I liked the syncopation in that song, or I guess it's really the triplets probably. Da, 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 da. You know, that's.
I don't know much music theory.
Well.
I play by the seat of my pants. I know chord shapes and I've learned as I go.
you're not alone in that.
But I appreciate the compliment.
No, it's a nice song. And there was a lot of intricacy to that. And I can imagine, I think it sounded great.
Thank
but
you.
But I'll bet. I can hear elaborate things in it that you probably had in your head. And I like the way you described you have to compromise sort of because it's true. If you don't get it to where you want it, I guess here's a question for you. Do you have trouble letting go of compositions, like concluding that something is done?
Just depends.
Yeah.
Like I'm always saying, well, it's not permanent. You can go back and change a word or something here and there. But then there's others where I haven't changed anything.
Yeah. I guess I was thinking with that song, you could have just decided I'm not going to play it out.
Until I
get it. Okay, so you did. So when you say you reached a compromise, it was more like a compromise over many months or maybe even longer.
About a year, I think I sat on that one and worked with it. Well, can I do it this way? But no, I'm still losing time. And so, yeah.
Yeah.
I finally decided this is a compromise. It sounds good enough to play out. So
those can be tough decisions. And there's an expression, I think it's like the enemy of great is perfect or something like that. But you can't.
Sounds right.
Yeah. You'll just never. Actually, in this one I can attribute, it was Cardinal Newman. Nothing would be done at all if man or woman, my edit, waited so long to do it that nobody could find fault with it. Right?
Very true.
Everything would just stay put. We're going to hear a couple more songs from Samantha, and I do hope you'll check her out. I think you'd enjoy hearing what she has to offer. There are other shows beyond the two that I mentioned. What would you like to do next?
I think I'll do, if we're going to do two more.
Oh, did I lose count?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I just want to make sure I do another one on the uke. But if
yeah.
we're doing two more, I'll do two another more on good. Guitar. And then, all right.
I might have lost count.
That's all right. I do that all the time. And sometimes I change the keys that I do songs in. Just depends on where I capo it.
Ah, interesting.
Times are changing.
A great song, especially for the times we're in right now. And
that's an old one.
Is it really?
I wrote it before the election of 2012.
Wow. It's it does have, it has a 60s feel,
but
it's relevant to where we are now. In fact, that would be a great song for people to sing along to. I don't know if they do when you play it.
The only person that ever sings along with my originals is my mom.
But
it's cool
nice.
To see her out in the crowd singing along with stuff.
Oh, that's nice. I like, I was looking at your Facebook page, and Samantha Sears also has a presence on Reverb Nation and SoundCloud and other social sites. I like it's generally Samantha Sears and the Band, spelled B-A-N-N-E-D. I like that.
Thank you.
maybe other groups have used that, but I haven't seen it.
There were a couple.
The Band part, not the Samantha Sears part.
That was one of my duos.
But you can find her there. And as I said, we've linked to her. I hope you'll support her at some performances. I really appreciate you coming down on short notice.
I appreciate you having me.
And our thanks to Steve Obenrader, too, who knew you by by reputation but had not met you, but he knew you from Clarion. And if you were tuning in to hear the Danny Magoo Band, we will reschedule them to be here again. They couldn't be here today due to some personal schedule changes on their part. Anything else you want to say that I didn't get a chance to ask you about?
Probably, but I can't think of it right now.
Well, we'll have you come back. Thank you. We're going to let you close out with one more. And the ukulele is coming back.
Oh, it's so when I picked it up, Eddie Vedder had just come out with his ukulele songs album, and back then it was like me and Eddie Vedder and Tiny Tim. I didn't even know who Tiny Tim was until I picked up the ukulele. And people were like, oh, Tiny Tim, tip through to the tulips.
Yeah, it's like, a uke's gotten really popular.
Yeah, everybody's playing it. Even like one, you know, people have maybe one song, but.
The Steel City Ukuleles is a group that plays.
And there's one up in Erie. There's one out in State College. They have ukulele conventions all over the place. I have too many. I have, this is my favorite one. I have my first one, which is a soprano. And then I have an outdoor ukulele, which is waterproof and heatproof, and like you can take it in the river and stuff. And then I got an electric ukulele.
I'm picturing you're up on the clarion and like you're paddling a canoe with your ukulele and then playing it.
That'd be a good photo op.
Yeah. You're starting to send an electric one?
Yeah, it's a solid body. So it's like a little electric guitar, but it's an electric ukulele.
Neat.
So I've been having fun messing with different sound settings on that. No idea what I'm doing, but it sounds cool.
Yeah, that's all that matters. What do you want to play?
This is called Strawberry Wine.
Oh, I've got problems. Yes, I'm in deep. Thinking about the way things ought to be. But just gonna give it little time. See, I've been searching, hoping to find kind of love that'll last for a time. But it ain't easy to win that, 'cause I don't know. You won't tell me just where we're at.
Thank you, Samantha.
Thanks again for having me.
Fun to have you here. Is this your first time playing on the radio?
My first time live. My other ones were like pre-recorded.
Well, I'm so glad we did it live together. You did great.
Well, thank you.
Take a look at her website to learn more about her. Go to Samantha Sears on Facebook.
Spelled like the store, no relation.
Yeah,
that's the easiest
like the
way.
Store.